Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. I'm in precisely the place I like to be every weekend because I get to share vital health information with you. And we invite you to take part in the conversation. Call us with questions. 888-302-3684 is our number. That's 888-302-3684. We'll be taking some of your phone calls momentarily, but it's been a big week for Intelligent Medicine on Facebook because we launched our professional site on Facebook just a couple of months ago, it seems, and we started with a few hundred followers, and we just blew through the 1,000 threshold on Facebook. So thanks very much to those of you who've gone to Facebook/DrRonaldHoffman, and you've clicked like, and that means you receive updates and feeds on some of the vital health information that we share with you on a daily basis. We've got word of the day. Every weekday, we provide you with a word of the day, one of our favorite words of the day. Last week was gymtimidation. Gymtimidation means when you start going to the gym in the spring and you put on all that flab over the winter months of sedentary living and you're gymtimidated because of all the buff bodies in the gym. And we've got all the breaking stories on the health front on our Facebook page, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Like us on Facebook and you'll get lots of information. And also a big story this week. Well, it has to do with adult ADD. Adult ADD is one of those controversial diagnoses. I mean, clearly there's some of us who are scattered and we can't get anything done. And it's a very, very popular new diagnosis. Many adults are being diagnosed with adult ADD, which means that they are candidates for some of these powerful ADD medications, drugs like Ritalin and Adderall. And of course, if you take speed, you're going to focus better. This is actually something that we used to play around with in college back in the 1970s to get our term papers done. Illicit speed was being sold in the dormitories. And if you wanted to cram for an exam or complete a 25-page term paper, you would take some form of amphetamine. And yeah, you would focus, you would concentrate, but after a while, it didn't make a lot of sense. So here's a questionnaire, the typical questionnaire that is being offered by one of the this is an Adult Attention Deficit Disorder Center. And it's these questionnaires are so open-ended that at the end of taking one of these questionnaires, you too will be convinced that you have adult ADD. I mean, look how open-ended these questions are. How often do you make careless mistakes when you have to work on a boring or difficult project? Well, yeah, all the time. You know, when I have to balance my checkbook or check my MasterCard bill, yeah, that's boring. And I make mistakes. So maybe I need Adderall or Ritalin. How often do you have trouble wrapping up the final details of a project once the challenging parts have been done? All the time. It happens to me all the time. Of course, I think that's human nature. How often do you misplace things or have difficulty finding things at home or at work? All the time. Look, I'm sold. I must have adult ADD. This one's interesting. How often do you feel restless or fidgety? Oh, you know, after sitting for a couple hours talking to patients? Yeah. Every single day I feel restless and fidgety. I got to kind of shake my body out, walk around the office. Maybe I should just take some medication so I can sit there all day long and listen to patients' stories and not move a muscle. How often do you have difficulty waiting your turn in situations when turn taking is required? Yeah, talk to me about that when I'm sitting on the Long Island Expressway on a holiday weekend. Will the attention deficit disorder medication help me under those circumstances? And, this one, I'm definitely guilty of this. Ask my friends about this one. When you're in a conversation, how often do you find yourself finishing the sentences of the people you are talking to before they can finish them themselves? And if you listen to my interview style, or when I'm talking to some of the callers on this program, you're going to say, Dr. Hoffman, you haven't taken your attention deficit disorder medication. Well, okay. This is a lead into a very fascinating story, because there is an alternative to medication. And actually, I wrote about this, so it must have been 12, 15 years ago, when I wrote a book called Natural Therapies for Attention Deficit Disorder. I was really aiming this book at children and young adults, because there's now virtually a quarter of kids are taking ADD medications. And it just came out that one of the unfortunate side effects of these medications is that when you go off, you tend to have rebound weight gain. There is a greater potential for obesity in kids who have been on ADD medications once they stop the medications. I mean, you can't be on these medications forever, although some kids just stay on them for an entire lifetime. But when you go off, you tend to put on the pounds. So this is, we're just beginning to learn some of the long-term consequences of drugging millions of our kids with these medications. Well, there's natural treatment for adult ADHD, and this is actually a, this is not just a product pitch or something, you know, anecdotal, or, you know, a couple of people tell me that this works. This is a well-designed study, double-blind placebo-controlled trial from investigators in New Zealand looking at a dietary intervention in 80 adults with rigorously diagnosed ADHD. Now, if I were to undertake a study like this, a dietary intervention would be get these folks off junk, stabilize their blood sugar, make sure that they have plenty of essential fatty acids. If they're allergic to gluten or dairy, get them off those foods and they'll think more clearly. But actually, they didn't do any of that. They didn't really change the diets of these people. They simply gave them a supplement. It was a formula that contained many different substances, so it's hard to tell which one was the most active, and probably they worked in synergy together. It contained a real high-quality folic acid called methylfolate, which is something that we give to our patients. Vitamin B6 and niacin, these are all known to affect neurotransmission in the brain. But there were so many different things mixed together in this pill that you couldn't really put your finger on precisely the mechanism of action. And what they discovered was that there was a dramatic improvement in symptoms, about a 30% improvement in symptoms of ADD in these adults simply by taking a single supplement. The intervention, it was a micronutrient formula, probably a potent, high-quality multivitamin, all the vitamins, 16 minerals, but at mega doses, at 200 to 400 times the recommended daily allowance. And this was compared to a placebo. And what they found is that on self-rating, but also on observer rating of ADD symptoms, there was a 30% improvement in the symptoms of ADD. Of course, there weren't any adverse effects. So this is a remarkable vindication of multivitamin use for adults. You know, lately they've come around and said multivitamins, no value, waste of time. People are throwing out their money. And in fact, they're saying that certain vitamins may be harmful. Just in terms of focus and concentration, remarkable improvements in a new study out of New Zealand. We'll put a reference to that up on our website when we put up our podcast on Monday mornings. Remember, you miss any part of our program or miss it entirely, Monday mornings, podcast available at drhoffman.com. Plus, we provide you with references and links to the studies that we discussed. All right, our number is 888-302-3684. We got callers. We'll take your questions in just a moment here on the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
Why do I use the Spry Dental Defense System? Because it tastes great.
Because fillings are ugly.
There are a lot of reasons to use the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products such as toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, and more, made with 100% xylitol. But the best reason is because it works. And because it's all natural, Spry is 100% safe for kids. There are even Spry products developed especially for your children and toddlers.
Because my dental hygienist told me to.
Because it's all natural.
So ask for Spry by name whenever you buy toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, or anything else for your mouth. And make sure you're receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
Because I want a great smile, duh.
Why do I use Spry? Because it works?
The Spry Dental Defense System. Great taste, less fillings. For information or to purchase Spry, visit SpryDental.com.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
For more intelligent medicine, download our free podcast at drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. We got callers, and if you want to participate, 888-302-3684, that's our number. And let's talk first to Michael, who was calling from Manhattan, my hometown. How you doing, Michael?
Dr. Hoffman, it's a pleasure to talk to you.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for calling, Michael.
Okay, I hope you can help me out. I'm having surgery in a little over a week, and actually I got a big list of things I should not take, which I expected.
But what are they telling you not to take? What are they telling you not to take?
Vitamin E,
yeah.
Fish oils,
yeah.
Any anti-inflammatory except Tylenol.
Wait a minute, medicinal anti-inflammatories, like no Motrin, no...
Yes.
Right, okay, got it.
Yes. But I never hear the doctor talking about things that I should take that would help me with surgery.
Right.
I was thinking maybe you could help me out with that.
Okay, that's great. What type of surgery are you contemplating?
Hip replacement.
Ah.
And I'm okay. A little nervous about it.
Hey, listen, I got to tell you, it seems like a huge surgery, but it is amazing how quickly they can mobilize you after that. And you're going to get a whole new lease on life. You're going to love it. But you know what you really have to do?
I went online to look at the surgery on YouTube.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't have done that.
You don't want to see what you absolutely don't want to see what they're doing in there, because they're going to be like up to their elbows in your hip, and you really don't want to see what they're doing. So your job is just to kind of relax, go into it, go under anesthesia, sleep through the whole thing, wake up. But you know what your job is? Your job is to do the rehab, because the rehab is really key. You got to really this is like going to be like your marathon, training for an event, because they're going to get you up real fast and you're going to be amazed. You're going to say, wait a minute, I just had surgery. They're going to say, no, we want you to walk. We want you to do this and that and the other thing, and then physical therapy. And because that's essential, because if you don't, the muscles will weaken, the hip's going to lock up, and you won't get the results. I got to tell you, I saw a guy in the gym the other day, and I know this guy's like a marathon runner. And then he started having hip problems. He's into his 60s. Maybe he's pushing 70. So it's a fabulous athlete. And he started having hip problems, and, lo and behold, he had a bad hip. He had a hip replacement. And I saw him, and this must have been like 6 or 8 weeks after his hip replacement. He's in the pool. He's swimming. He's on the treadmill. He's running a little gingerly. And this guy, he's a nut for punishment. He says, I'm gearing up for my next marathon. And I said, man, that's the spirit. But I tell you, take it easy, because you don't want to overdo it. But, it's amazing how capable you can be after a hip replacement. So you just got to do the rehab. So what should you be taking?
Yes.
Okay, what you should take is right in and around the surgery, you should be taking bromelain, because bromelain is a great, it's an anti-inflammatory, but it's not the kind that's going to interfere with healing. You absolutely don't want to take, as much as it relieves pain, you don't want to take Advil, Motrin, because those interfere with healing. They can actually cause malunion of the bone. Those are really problematic. Anytime you have a broken bone or you have any kind of big surgery, those are not things to take. Do you not want to take fish oil? Well, yeah, okay, maybe right before the surgery you don't want to take fish oil, but immediately when the sutures are, you know, stop oozing or bleeding, you can begin taking fish oil because it will actually reduce the type of swelling and inflammation that you have afterwards. But bromelain, very key, three times daily away from meals. The plastic surgeons know about this. They actually tell their patients to take bromelain because they don't want the people to look all beat up after the surgery and look at themselves in the mirror and be horrified. It actually helps to clear out some of the cellular debris and, you know, some of the edema. A good thing to take actually is an even better product that incorporates bromelain is something called Wobenzyme. It's used for injuries and very popular in Europe for athletic injuries, but also at or near the time of surgery. You take three or four times daily away from food. That's a great thing to take. You also want to take extra vitamin C. And in fact, when my patients are about to have major surgery, like a knee replacement or a hip replacement, they check in for an IV, intravenous vitamin C. And intravenous vitamin C really has some healing properties along with other nutrients to prevent, you know, some of the complications of surgery, speed recovery. When I broke my hip, and it wasn't an osteoporotic fracture, it was a big bicycle accident, high impact, broke my hip a few years back, I actually had, and this is tough to do because I didn't really feel like doing anything the first few days, but in the first, literally, when I got home from the hospital, I had the nurse from my office, when she finished with patients during the day, come over with a bottle of vitamin C and administer an IV vitamin C 30 consecutive days after I broke my hip. And I really think that that was a key to my successful recovery and rapid and full recuperation. That can be helpful. A little hard to get, you know, if you're, you know, if you can't really move around, but really see if you can get someone to bring you to a nutritionally oriented physician for IV vitamin C. That's really helpful.
Okay.
Also, you know, nutrients that help with healing, oral vitamin C, zinc is very important for healing. You need adequate protein, and you certainly may need some iron, but I prefer not the iron pills, but dietary iron, iron in the form of, you know, animal protein that's rich in iron, eggs, not so much the green leafy vegetables. They don't make that much of a difference. Clearly, vitamin D is going to make a difference because vitamin D is important for wound healing and bone healing. Those are important parts of any kind of protocol. You can use natural anti-inflammatories like curcumin and boswellin. They work to speed resolution of injuries. Those can be very, very positive in a healing program after surgery. Actually, there's an article on the subject of supplements for surgery. If you go to drhoffman.com, we have a nice index that is powered by Google. So
right.
It's like a Google search within that website. So you just put in supplements for surgery. You'll find a nice article, comprehensive list of the supplements that I recommend for pre- and post-surgery. But, you know, before surgery, things that can increase bleeding. You may not want to take also the herb ginkgo biloba. That's a little bit of a blood thinner. Vitamin E, you can take 200, but no, take 800. Fish oil, maybe stop for a while. Those are some of the things that you need to do. All right?
That's excellent advice. Thank you very much.
Hey, all the best. I think you're going to be a champion afterwards. You're going to really love it. All right? I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and when we return, more of your questions, more the information that you seek on Intelligent Medicine. 888-302-3684. That's our number.
If you're like me, you don't have time to be sick, yet our busy lifestyles can leave us vulnerable. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Do you know that in Japanese, Kayo means strength? This winter, find your immune strength with four key natural immune-boosting supplements from our friends at Kyolic. It's what I call the Kyolic Advantage, and what I use myself. Try Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract 103 for natural immune wellness and cardiovascular health. Since 70% of your immune system is in the digestive tract, Kyodophilus bolsters immunity and gut health with shelf-stable beneficial bacteria. On the go, try Kyo Green, a convenient powdered greens drink mix that offers a natural source of key vitamins and minerals. And don't forget ModuCare, a unique combination of plant sterols proven effective at balancing and strengthening immunity. So eat right, exercise, and get the Kyolic Advantage to optimize your immune health today. Available at fine health food stores everywhere.
A regular dose of Intelligent Medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. We got some calls. Our number is 888-302-3684. Dave from Croydon, New Hampshire. Welcome.
Hey, Doc.
Hey, Dave.
I've had dogs in the past that had long, healthy lives.
Yep.
And on their food packages, it said 100% nutritionally complete. If they have a product like that for dogs, do they have a product like that for people? And if not, why not?
That's a great question. I often I have fun discussions with one of my friends who's a veteran veterinarian who has been practicing for over 35 years. And, we always get around to the subject of how nutrition for animals is actually much better, or at least ideal nutrition for animals is much better than for humans. And in fact, he breaks it down because there are all these different formulas. There's formulas for the growing dog. There's formulas for the aging dog. There's formulas for the dog with arthritis. There's formulas for the dog with skin conditions. But when it comes to people, we just say pretty much eat the diet that you want and then take a whole bunch of medications. And so, I think that's a point well taken. However, I think it probably would be a little bit rough for people if we said, here's your 25-pound bag of human feed. This will last you for the next week. And, rather than the variety of, and the aesthetic enjoyment that we have in preparing exquisite meals, there's probably a happy medium between some kind of nutritional formula that everybody should adhere to on a daily basis, in a monotonous way, like with dog formulas, diet that people eat.
I was thinking more on the lines of not every place has access to the produce and dairy and meats that we do.
Yeah.
And some of us aren't all that great a cook, so maybe once in a while, once a week, we could assure ourselves that we had at least a perfect meal. And look at countries that could use something like that. So I'm just surprised there isn't such a product just for those purposes.
Well, there is. There's actually, for developing countries, the people have come up with the ideal nutritional repletion formula. I think it's called Nutter Butter or something like that. And it's based on, it's a peanut butter-based formula that has all the additional amino acids and nutrients mixed into it. And it's sort of like, like a nutritional guarantee that no matter how poor the food supply is locally, that if they dip into a jar of this special formula, that they'll get their nutritional needs met. So that's for people who are malnourished. Here, in the West, we tend to give people things like Ensure. That's the kind of one-stop shop for nutritional completion. The problem with Ensure is that it does have, the requisite vitamins, minerals, amino acids, carbohydrates, and fats, but it really is a poor quality formula. They use generally inexpensive ingredients. I mean, they have to reach a price point. I mean, the ideal can of Ensure, it might cost, $6.50, and they have to, make it affordable. But when we, for example, we had a patient yesterday, very undernourished, trying to put some weight on him. The guy drinks 6 cans of Ensure every day, to meet his nutritional needs. He's an 82-year-old guy, but he just looks like, a strong wind could blow him away. Well, instead, what we suggested is that he, with his caregiver, make a whey protein to which you can add coconut oil. Coconut oil is a really good source of healthy medium-chain triglycerides, which have been shown to improve cognition in patients who have cognitive problems, dementia, Alzheimer's. And also add maybe some fresh or frozen blueberries, which will provide a nice flavor, but will also enhance brain function. And then maybe add some probiotics or some flaxseed for healthy fiber. The problem, too, and, you make a good point, Dave, but do you really think that we've actually arrived at the ideal formula for humans? Think about it, Dave. What's your take on that?
I didn't know. That's why I was asking. Are we that much more complicated that we can't have something that's 100% nutritionally complete?
If you think that it's not complicated, just go to your local bookstore, Barnes & Noble's or something like that, and look at the health and nutrition book selection there. It'll range from a book called The Starch Solution, which tells you that your diet should be starch-based, to books about paleo nutrition, where there's absolutely no starch included, books that encourage you to eat a total vegan, vegetarian, or raw foods diet, to books which tell you that you should be on a total carnivorous diet that induces ketosis, like the Atkins diet. And there you see the range of controversies that we have about ideal human nutrition. Mm-hmm. And that's part of the problem is the government can't even get this straight because they come up with these recommendations for the ideal diet, you know, the pyramid, my plate. And it's different strokes for different folks for sure. But also there's a lot of controversies and still misconceptions about nutrition. For example, the idea that saturated fat is bad for you. Well, there's a lot of studies now that show that saturated fat doesn't really make a difference when it comes to cardiovascular disease, as amazing as it may seem. You know, the scientific analysis reveals that these beliefs that we've held so dear for so long have been completely misguided. And in fact, the American Heart Association still has the advice on its website at heart.org that you should stop having saturated fats and replace butter with vegetable oil, which in a recent study was shown to be not only not helpful, but actually counterproductive when it comes to heart health. So, you know, that's part of the complication and the challenge of my job is to sit there like an air traffic controller and see all these incoming studies and try and make sense of them and try and translate them for you, the general public, so that you can make rational dietary choices and selections.
Over time are so contradictory that my diet is everything in moderation.
Okay, well, you know, that's one thing that you can do is you can follow the omnivorous diet. For some people, that doesn't even work. You need to, you know, go towards restriction of some of the carbohydrates in your diet because that could be a problem. What we do, you know, when we see patients, we try to individualize diets based on people's health characteristics, their genetics, any medical conditions they have. And it really may involve some fine-tuning for each individual. So there is no single, you know, like that 25-pound, kennel ration, ideal, complete nutritional formula for dogs. So far, they haven't developed one that's suitable for all humans. I mean, they even have formulas for the big dogs, the small dogs that, you know, they try to get it right. But I think animal nutrition is probably ahead of human nutrition in terms of the research. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Did you know that two of the top five most prescribed drugs in this country are for digestive disorders? It's a fact. Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist. One of the questions I'm most frequently asked is how to relieve and eliminate digestive discomfort. Many people don't realize that indigestion, heartburn, bloating, or gas are often caused by a bacterial imbalance in the GI tract. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics exclusive formula delivers a live, viable blend of beneficial bacteria directly to the source of your discomfort, relieving uncomfortable symptoms. I recommend Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics for healthy digestion and overall good health because it's backed by 25 years of research. This exclusive formula improves digestive pH and helps you regain bacterial balance by correcting the root cause of digestive issues. I encourage you to discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
At Nordic Naturals, we believe that omega oils are essential to an extraordinary life. By correcting the global omega-3 deficiency, each generation can have the opportunity to grow healthy and strong, so you can do more of what you love with those you love. What's essential to us is proven purity and leading freshness. All of our oils surpass strict international standards for purity and freshness. Our oxygen-free processing combined with natural flavoring ensures no fishy smell, taste, or aftertaste. 100% of our fish is wild-caught, sourced in line with the Norwegian Fisheries Management System, and processed with minimal environmental impact. At Nordic Naturals, what's essential to us is simple. It's what's essential to you. Like us on Facebook and share your What's Essential story, or simply visit NordicNaturals.com for free samples. Nordic Naturals is available at finer health food stores nationwide. Nordic Naturals, committed to delivering the world's safest, most effective omega oils.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. We got callers. Lori is calling us from Brooklyn. Welcome.
Hello. Good morning. Good afternoon, Dr. Hoffman.
How you doing?
I'm always learning something new from you, and I want to thank you so much for your wonderful programs.
Well, that's very kind. Thank you. That's what it's all about, getting information out to the folks.
That's right. That's what it's all about. I have a problem right now. I had a blood test done in February of this year, and it showed that I have MTHFR, a DNA mutation,
okay.
And it also said it's positive for one copy of each mutation.
Right.
C677T and
right.
A1298C.
Okay.
And I just want to let you know that. And let me see. I wrote made a few notes here. Okay, my doctor noted I have a deficiency in an enzyme that converts folic acid to methylfolate.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my folate serum level is greater than 24.0.
Right, right. Which it will be. I mean, you can take let me explain just for a second.
Sure.
Hold on one second to our listeners what we're talking about. MTHFR, you know, this is a family program, so you watch your language here. But MTHFR, one way of remembering this is think Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. It stands for methylene tetrahydrofolate reductase. Now that I said it, you can completely forget what I said because it's a very technical term. This is an enzyme that helps to methylate B vitamins. It's actually a series of reactions that occur that are necessary for a multitude of functions in the body. Methylation is a very, very important factor when it comes to disease and symptoms in the body. And this is very much now in vogue in functional medicine testing to look for MTHFR defects, which are actually highly prevalent in the population. You know, maybe 15, 20, 30, 40% of people have one or another of these defects. We used to think it was all about homocysteine. You know, do you have a high homocysteine? Do you have a low homocysteine? That can be high when you have one of these defects, but also can be normal when you have one of these defects. Generally, homocysteine is lowered with folic acid and B6 and B12. All right. But when you have this problem with methylation, you can take ordinary folic acid, which you get from a regular multivitamin, until the cows come home. It won't do any good. It has to be methylated folate, 5-methylfolate. By the way, there's a political dimension to this, because right now the FDA is proposing that we ban this type of folate and that we only make it the province of pharmaceutical companies to sell via prescription. So this, there's sort of a political hue and cry about this. It's complicated because you actually have two mutations simultaneously, which increases your chance of troubles. The troubles could be heart troubles. It could also affect your mood. The reduced production of SAMe because of poor methylation can increase depression. You can have an increased risk of certain types of cancer, including breast and prostate cancer. In terms of preconceptual planning, you better take, I mean, it's not maybe applicable to you if you're older, but if you're a mom who has this contemplating pregnancy, you should be making sure you take active methylated folate as part of your preconceptual program. The testing for B12 and folate won't help because you could have high levels of both and you still might not utilize them properly. It's complicated. We're beginning to understand this more. The other thing I would point out to you is that you're not doomed because you have this. You're not defective because it's actually very prevalent. More and more we're seeing that methylated folate is really good for the brain. It helps to treat depression. It also may be good for slowing the process of dementia. So, you know, there's a lot of information now that's just being discovered about this type of problem. So, Lori,
I was just about going to say some of the things you said, but let me reel it off anyway. My folate serum level is greater than 24.0.
Yes, high. That's not going to help us.
The normal range is greater than 5.4.
Okay. So let me just say something here. Is that, often doctors will tell you based on a blood test with a poor understanding of this. They'll say, oh, your folate's too high, your B12's too high. Stop taking B12 and folate. Actually, that's a little bit like telling Bill Gates, oh, you have abnormally high amounts of money, so stop making money. It's actually maybe okay and beneficial to have high levels. But with this defect, high levels of folic acid, the folic acid is unutilized. It's not really being properly metabolized. So it can be a problem. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You're listening to Intelligent Medicine.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. You know, that discussion about MTHFR prompts me to talk about autism. It turns out that the type of mutation that this lady was talking about, which is a compound mutation of MTHFR, a very high percentage, like 90% plus of children with autism have this type of methylation defect mutation. And the latest report is alarming. One in 68 young people in the United States is now identified as suffering from a condition on the autistic spectrum. That's an increase of 30% from just 2 years ago. Now, you might say, well, it's better reporting, better recognition, but I think something is going on with our nutrition, with our environment, perhaps vaccine-related, although some studies suggest that that is not the case. Avanti Aquendo, this is a tragic case of a kid who ran off, teenager, and he was, his mother says, they should have kept an eye on him. He was a runner. And now she says somebody has to pay. This kid ran away from his treatment facility, and he ended up dead. He was found in his remains were found in the East River. She filed a $25 million lawsuit against the city of New York. So what are we going to do with this epidemic of autism? We're going to assign an individual caregiver or monitor to each and every impaired child? Or are we going to try to do something to curb this terrible, terrible, it literally is an epidemic, and it threatens our country's economy and livelihood. A very, very serious problem. We need to do much more investigation into environmental causes, nutritional causes, and perhaps some better strategies to deal with this huge burden on our healthcare system. Now, 1 in 42 boys suffering from autism, more prevalent than in girls where it's 1 in 189. Imagine that, 1 in 42. That's just a terrible statistic. All right. Thanks for joining us for this hour of Intelligent Medicine. We'll be right back to take more of your questions in our second hour of Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.